The retabulation of votes had widened Herring's lead by more than 800 votes by the latest count. Although there were challenge ballots that the three-judge panel in Richmond would decide, there were not enough to overcome the new margin. At his news conference, Obenshain simply stood with his wife and daughter and discussed how grueling this process has been.
We're going to continue to fight together for policies that expand the realm of personal freedom here in Virginia and beyond. We're going to fight to make Virginia a better place to work, to live, and to raise our families. And I'll continue to reach out to Republicans, independents, and to conservative Democrats in order to find common ground.
He says although he lost, he will continue as a state senator pressing the issues he believes need to be addressed. Obenshain says he and Herring agree that addressing human trafficking should be a top priority, and he will assist the AG-elect to that end. Obenshain's attorney says the recount process will continue with the State Board of Elections so that Virginians will have an accurate and final tally. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.